This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Last year, I recorded an interview with three designers that include two of the co-owners of Frenchie's Floral Studio in downtown Juneau, Jeremy Bauer and Jason Clifton. They are working with Shayla Copas from Little Rock, Arkansas, who wrote the book The Four Seasons of Entertaining. And they are helping her with a second edition, which will feature Juneau in the final chapter. I have been saving this interview to run in time for Solstice. In it, they talk about the art of entertaining and envision what kind of gathering would be their dream Solstice party. As I look at the three of you in front of me, three designers lined up in a row, I almost feel like the three of you should be characters in a sitcom. Because you obviously enjoy each other's company so much and find lots to laugh about. So first of all, Shayla, why don't you tell me a little bit about how the three of you met? Because you're from Little Rock, Arkansas, and they run a business here in Juneau. So how did you cross paths?
We met at the Interior Design Society's National Conference. It was their cocktail party, wasn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah.
And they saw my shoes and my handbag and came running over. Who are you? But I also saw their pants, and they always have cute pants on.
So as designers, all of you are making statements.
Oh, yeah.
Fashion statements, so to speak. But what kept you together, aside from an initial meeting, from what I understand, ever since you met, you've been visiting back and forth?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a testament to similar design philosophies and an overall appreciation for one another's craft, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so even though she's based in Arkansas and is more focused on perhaps Southern glam as a design aesthetic, and then us being basically in the complete opposite corner of the U.S. within the Pacific Northwest and being a little bit more industrial, modern, and organic, you wouldn't expect it, but they're complementary. And so we're able to share some really cool ideas and philosophies and then kind of extract those into our own aesthetic.
So you've got kind of a north-south thing going between your businesses, inspiring one another. And since you're all designers, and of course, Frenchie's provides flowers for Juno, and you, Shayla, in your book, the first one that's fairly well-known, Four Seasons of Entertaining, it's a big, giant coffee table book with lots of photographs of elegant spreads from beautiful flower arrangements to exquisite desserts with little blossoms on them. So many wonderful things. So how are the three of you collaborating?
We're collaborating on many things. We're collaborating on this next chapter and the next book for a chapter, shooting in Juneau. But we don't just collaborate in design. I think part of the thing that brings us together is that we're all entrepreneurs. And we all have so many ideas because of our businesses. It's exciting to see what they're doing here in Juneau with their floral shop because it's so neat and unexpected. I've never seen a floral shop like what you all have, and we have a lot in Arkansas. And I've never seen it before. It would be cool if they franchised it.
Well, thank you. I don't. whoa. Let's, step by step. Thank you.
So you are collaborating, though, on Shayla's new book. Her first one was called Four Seasons of Entertaining, and the next one is Four Seasons of Celebration, which it seems really appropriate because we are coming out of a time of COVID when we couldn't visit, we couldn't get together for even the most basic family celebrations. Was that title intentional?
Well, the title just happened. It was not intentional. I came up with a title before COVID, but it is fitting.
So what is the theme of this book besides celebration? I mean, how is it going to be different from your current book that's out?
It's very much like the first book where it's themed and it's seasonal. However, we're bringing in celebrations from different cultures and different areas of the U.S., and we're going outside of the U.S. as well.
But one chapter, I understand, is going to be devoted to Juno, and you're counting on Jason Clifton and Jeremy Bauer to help you collaborate with this and bring a good dash of Juno into the mix.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So throughout the years of our friendship, she's always heard and have seen just the great events and celebrations that take place throughout the summer months here in Juneau, Alaska, surrounding the solstice, but then on into 4th of July. So yeah, we were really excited that she showed interest in highlighting our little community for her upcoming book.
So naturally, when she said, "What would I celebrate in Juneau?" we go, "Solstice."
And over the years, I'm sure the two of you have been to some amazing solstice parties. What's the trademark of a Juneau solstice party?
That's
staying up late.
Yeah, absolutely. So enjoying the midnight sun, as we will. But then there's typically a signature cocktail involved. Phenomenal seafood feast, typically near the beach as well. As well as live music and great friends.
Campfire. Yeah, it's a good time.
Let's plan a party.
Oh, boy.
So, first on the list, Shayla, what should we be thinking about?
I always go to menu first. I always go to menu. So the menu is where I start, and then I build from there. It's how I theme the party. It's how I design the party. I'm a foodie at heart.
So what do you think should be on the menu?
For our first bash. Oh, come on, guys. What do we think? Well, definitely, if we're in Juneau, it's got to be seafood.
Yeah, fresh seafood.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Salmon, halibut, perhaps even some king crab.
Ooh. For sure. Ooh, king crab. Let's do a crab teeny.
Now, what's that?
Well, the crab teeny is a appetizer that is in a lettuce bowl, kind of a martini glass, and you line it with lettuce and then put in some crab, and then there's a really nice dressing that goes on top, and then you just kind of top it with a little bit of a cilantro.
That sounds wonderful. So what do you think we should have for the entree?
I'm going to leave that up to the guys.
Well, I'm thinking halibut.
How should it be cooked?
Maybe Alyoska?
For the summer months? No. Grilled, maybe slightly Cajun.
I guess we haven't talked about dessert.
Oh, boy. I'm a dessert girl, so I'm going to go ahead and take that one, Rhonda. Something chocolate, of course. Chocolate and caramel.
Absolutely. Although I think we still kind of want to introduce you to Baked Alaska, because I think you would really enjoy that.
You know, I have had Baked Alaska.
Oh, really?
Yes, on a cruise
version.
Ship.
Well, okay.
He's like, you really haven't had Baked Alaska.
So we could do a chocolate version of that, right?
Sure.
So we've got our menu lined up here. So what about the decor? And I guess as florists, you would have suggestions.
We would. Where are we having it? Are we having it outside? Or are we doing an inside?
Well, I mean, the goal is to have it outdoors or a combination of that. Even at Frenchie's, we're always inspired by the seasonality of blooms as well as our local surroundings, as many of our arrangements even incorporate foraged items. And so with that, I think that's where we would certainly pull from the Tongass National Forest.
I'm kind of seeing, you know, maybe using some peonies, maybe some smoke bush to kind of have that really dark and light kind of look, but minimal. And maybe bringing in some river rocks. Oh, remember that one party we threw with the river rocks?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Tell me more about that.
We threw kind of an impromptu dinner party out in the woods one summer about 3 years ago. We got called to help put together a very quick party, and we...
So we teamed up with some fellow artisans, and including Reed Harris, who was gracious enough to haul out a live edge slab table top out there. We were seated like alongside this babbling brook here in Juneau, and so from the flowers to tapered candles, as well as a makeshift little kitchenette out there in the middle of the woods, it was rather picturesque.
Yeah. And we strung up some lights between the trees, had a generator way off in the distance, so you couldn't really hear the soft music. And we were right along a stream, so you just had this gentle sound of the water. It was beautiful.
Wow, I wish I'd been invited to that party. You know, sometimes I have to say that Alaska kind of gets short shrift. A lot of times people think that we just have the basics and that's all that we can worry about, but in other ways, I'd have to say that some of the most elegant parties that I've ever been to have been in Alaska, with Alaskans just letting their imaginations run wild.
Yeah, this one was really memorable. just the unique setting, the flavors of the food. The chefs that were cooking that night did a fabulous job. And I think we did actually have halibut that night and crab, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
So Absolutely. A very similar party to what we were just planning.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we should close perhaps by talking about some of the most memorable meals or parties that we've been to, maybe describing them. For each of you personally, is there a memorable meal?
I think I had a birthday party a couple years ago that was pretty memorable. It was put on by several of my best friends, cooking some of my favorite foods. It was candlelight in the dining room. It was this beautiful home. Music was perfect. Friends were great. And I think one of my favorite parts of that was just the time after the dinner before dessert, where we all got to kind of just share a story of how we all came together. It just naturally happened, but it's little events like that that make a party special too.
How about you, Shayla?
I hosted a New Year's Eve party one year, and we invited about 20 of our closest friends. And we had a local chef come in and make dinner for everyone. And in a kind of a similar way, you know, Jeremy, where you're saying that people talked about how they met, we talked about what our dreams were for that new year. And I think that was special. That's the one that I remember the most.
How about you, Jason? What was the meal you will always remember?
Well, there's almost too many to account for.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's great folks and entertainment that takes place here in Juneau. But one that certainly sticks out is perhaps atypical of Southeast Alaska, and that was a crawfish boil that was hosted by Kent and Jenny Dawson for several years over time. Certainly inspired from Cajun roots and the cuisine, the music, the flavors, even the drinks and the decor items that we would incorporate for each one of those events. It was such a departure from Southeast that it still just stands out so much in my mind.
I always think of that film, Babette's Feast. Have you ever seen that movie?
I don't believe so.
No. It was written by Isaac Dinesen. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. She was Danish, and one of her stories was told in the movie Out of Africa, starring Meryl Streep and Robert Redford, very mm-hmm. romantic. But this is a novel about this woman who is a servant, and she cooks for a family. And for some reason, out of the blue from somewhere, she gets this huge pension. And of course, she is cooking as a servant for a farm family, and they don't have much in the way of luxuries. But apparently in a past life, she knows how to prepare amazing feasts. So this, and they made a film out of it, Babette's Feast. And it was just this exquisite parade of dishes that were brought out to people that really hadn't experienced food like that. And it was such an act of love, of her kind of thanking these people that she worked for through food. And I wonder if, long story to get to the point of my question, but is that kind of the point of hospitality, this sort of outpouring of love?
I believe it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Maybe we'll take that one step further in our party that we're planning. How do we create this outpouring of love?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Well, you know, it's certainly touching base on all the senses, essentially. And so being in the environment, that's one. But then you also have the botanicals, the florals. You certainly have the cuisine. But then from the decor aspect, you've got textures and of a variety of different materials, whether it's natural linen to the stone to wood, you know, basically kind of touching base on all of those finishes.
Yeah. And I think giving a nice gift to your guests. I think that gifts are nice. One thing that we do in the South a lot is when we have a party, you know, people bring a gift, of course, to the host. But if you have a special party for very close friends, you give them a gift.
So any rituals or things that you would like to do to kind of mark the specialness of coming back together?
We always, when we get together, it always starts with holding hands, and we have this short song that we all know the words to that we sing.
So we're going to have gifts that we hand out and we're going to hold hands and sing a song. And do you think we might share some experiences? What would we ask people to share?
Absolutely. And whether it's that evening, or maybe it's a matter of recounting their number one takeaway, whether it was a lesson or an experience from the past year and a half or so, that has forever changed their viewpoints or how they're, or even perhaps their disposition or how they're going to proceed through life.
So are there any parting thoughts we should leave people with as they're planning their post-COVID bash gathering?
Honestly, to don't hold back. So any little touch that you can add to really enhance the overall experience, even if it's just a matter of having a friend over for coffee one morning, you know, it's just those subtle touches that go a long way, and they oftentimes do not go unnoticed. Your guests will always take recognition of those.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I want to thank the three of you for joining us, Jason Clifton and Jeremy Bauer with Frenchie's Floral Studio, and we also have Shayla Kopas with us, author of Four Seasons of Entertaining and Four Seasons of Celebration in the Works, with one chapter dedicated to Juno. Thanks, all of you, for being here with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rhonda.